28 minutes to 8 o'clock on Radio Life and Style, coming to you live from the center of Ballito. Now, as promised, if you are looking for a good school for your kids, but the cost of private education is a little bit beyond your means, or you're just really under pressure at the moment and are looking for an alternative that's going to give you the education and the vibe, but without the massive cost associated generally with the private school education, the good news is that there is a new institution of learning opening its doors very shortly, just around the corner from where we are sitting. What am I talking about? I'm talking about Dal Park Private School. And that is why we're in conversation today with Brandon Broderick and his lovely wife, Nicole. I hope it's his wife, Nicole, not his sister. I just checked the surname was the same, so I assumed. But principal of the school, Brandon, and business manager, Nicole, welcome. Nice to be chatting to you.
Morning. Thank you.
So let's talk. A new school in the Ballito area. It's actually in Tongaat, which some people say, oh my word, that's like, you know, you've got to leave home at 4 in the morning. That's nonsense. Tongaat is probably as close as, from everywhere on the north coast, Tongaat is closer than you would normally travel to go to a good school in the smoke. Anywhere else that people have migrated from. And the big growth in this area is, of course, the semigration. People moving from where life is not as comfortable to a place where life is gorgeous. And, of course, education is a very, very major deal there. So maybe we're not talking to the old established Ballito families that are scared to move beyond the boundary of the Tongaat River, but certainly it's an opportunity that has presented itself, and we're going to unpack that opportunity now.
Absolutely.
So history, Dal Park is not a new concept in terms of name. I remember from the East Rand there was a suburb of one of the towns on the East Rand. Has it got any connection?
Absolutely, Dave. So we've actually come from Johannesburg. We were established in Brakpan in Johannesburg in 1988. That's where we've shifted from, and we've moved to KZN now.
So the school exists. In other words, the Dal Park brand is established, and established well.
Absolutely.
And you've expanded now to a second school, or you are about to expand to a second school and take the ethos a little bit further. Well, that's something that's happened before in this part of the world.
Yes.
And very successfully so. So it would seem that the time is right. On what have you kind of based your business plan?
Far as the business plan, what we're trying to do is that same ethos, which Brandon will obviously elaborate a bit on that, but that same ethos, that culture, like you say, it's that little item that is needed that for the future of the kids. That is what we're about to bring through. So as a board, there's quite a few board directors that have told us, no, we have to come down.
Mm-hmm. Really what I'm getting at. So you identified that there is a need on the north coast of KZN for an affordable private school.
Correct, yeah. So the board have actually gotten a bit of information from a few people in the sense that saying, you know, there's a huge market here. There's a lot of kids that are not being educated, or if not educated, at least the higher level of education.
Mm. So yeah, that's the thing. There's a very, very good basis for early learning here. Unknown names, no patrol, but there are certainly schools available and good schools for primary school education. Yeah. When it comes to high school, though, if you are looking at affordable education, you've got to travel a little bit, or you've got to go to boarding school if you're thinking along those lines. But if boarding school is not for you, and if you want to maintain and retain the kind of family vibe that I think is precious and irreplaceable, really. And you want to educate your kids locally at a high school level. At the moment, your options are, there are good high schools, but they are expensive. They're more expensive than university.
Absolutely.
And that's not affordable for all.
No, it's not.
So therein, I think, lies the opportunity. What you're talking about is affordable private education.
Correct.
But does it compare?
Absolutely. You know what, Dave? We've been in the industry for 34 years. Our private schooling education is of top class quality. Our teachers are fantastic. People that are involved in our institution are absolutely fantastic. I'm not going to knock any other school in the area. I'm sure that they're doing the best that they can, and they're doing what they can. But we do compete and we do compare in terms of our education, absolutely.
Okay, let's talk about the physical property of the school. It's an existing school structure that you guys have taken over.
Absolutely, yes.
Where is it? Where is it located?
It's located at 83 Hospital Hill Road in Tongaat.
So that's on the easily accessible side of Tongaat from Balisa. You literally come off the highway, down the Watson Highway, through all the beautiful leafy entrance to Tongaat.
That's
and
it.
Then
hit
it's
a lift.
In that vibe. So you don't even go through the rougher area, which I think would be off-putting to some.
Yes. Look, as you come down that road, I mean, you hit the first left and you're pretty much there.
Oh, it's so actually quite a beautiful drive. Us from Joburg, we're not used to the whole, you know, beach waves crashing as you're driving.
So you can access it via the M4 and come past Crawford that way, or that's you can come off the N2 at the Tongaat off ramp, and it's literally a hop, skip, and a jump.
That's
or
it.
Under the sort of really trying conditions, if everything else is blocked off, you can even come in the R102 and through the back way. It's as
easy as that.
What school was there before?
Dave, the...
Because the buildings exist, don't they?
Yes.
And they're really good buildings.
No, that's a fantastic school. Fantastic building.
It was actually a charity type organization.
So it's not like you have to start building now
It's an established building. We've got all the facilities that are needed. Beautiful classrooms. Our teachers, shout out to our teachers.
Does the school exist at the moment? I mean, are you teaching
we're
right
We're teaching
now?
At the moment,
we
yes.
We're
up to grade 7 at the moment. So I'll be opening for grade 8 next year.
So full primary school facilities available right
Absolutely.
Now. For those that are listening and thinking, wow, this is exactly what I need, right? I know it's kind of halfway through the year, but it's certainly...
We've just started the second term. So
can you still take...
Absolutely. I'm happy to take children in. I'm happy to help out where needed. Look, if we actually go back to what our vision is essentially in coming over here, you know, and where this all started from. It started with a wonderful lady named Debbie Broderick, and she started this whole vision in 1988. She laid the first brick. And her idea or her concept, which is now shared by myself, it's shared by everybody within the schooling environment, as well as the board. It's inclusivity. It's about bringing all the children in. We want children to be educated. We want to give them, you know, that step forward in life, that opportunity that
because education
every child needs.
Is the future, and
Absolutely.
A good education
Absolutely.
Is the best gift anyone can give to a youngster.
Mm-hmm. 100%,
and obviously, good education is what the future of the country depends on.
Absolutely.
So this is it's a mission not, I suppose, entirely based on the financial return, because there is a good financial return if a school is well operated, but also in terms of building a future in this part of the world.
Absolutely.
Vital. We've been harping on the fact that it's affordable.
Yes.
Let's talk. What does it cost to educate a kid at your school?
The big question.
All right. This year, the school fees are 26,800 Rand for the year, which comes down to 2,600 Rand over 11 months. Next year, our grade 8 units will be coming in at 3,350 Rand a month, which I'd have to work it out, but what the annual fee would be.
Way below what is on offer at other private schools in the
area. Correct. At the moment, we've started from grade R to grade 7. Mm. We've got some kids running around there already. Anybody's more than welcome to come past, visit, have a look, chat with Brandon, chat with myself.
And what size are the classrooms going to be? How many kids are you going to pack into the space?
I'm not going to go larger than 25 learners in a class.
So it's going to be very much
a private school.
One
teacher, small group of kids.
That's it.
Personal attention where needed. How are you going to manage the demand? Because there is going to be a demand, I can assure you.
Yes. Look, when we get to that point, and I look forward to getting to that point. When we get to that point, then we'll have to reassess things. But look, the idea of the school, essentially, or the board of directors, along with Debbie Broderick, is to expand and to open another school at another point.
Okay.
You know,
and phase one.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. So we will be opening up more schools as we need, as the demand needs. You know, so we will meet that. Yes.
Okay. Now some of the schools in the area claim that they have. Well, all sorts of different curricula available. You can study this or that, and you get acknowledged in terms of being able to study overseas with this qualification.
Sure.
How does it work? What is it all about?
Okay, so our curriculum, we follow the CAPS curriculum. But the CAPS curriculum is more of a framework for us.
What is CAPS?
Okay, it's the curriculum which is put out by the Department of Education.
So that's matric, okay. Basically. The standard matric that everyone has to get.
Yes, the NSC, yes, okay. Would be centered around the CAPS curriculum. However, we take it a step further. We do in-training workshops with our teachers in terms of their curriculum development. We look at the document, we expand on it, we take out repetition, do all that.
But
sort
from
of
a, from a from a parent's point perspective,
yes.
Your child will be qualified when they graduate from
correct.
The school to go to university.
Absolutely.
To go to university anywhere in the world or just in South Africa?
No, look, with our planning in terms of our high school, okay, we haven't got there yet. As I said, I'm going into grade 8 next year, but we will be going and aligning ourselves or registering with the IEB. So they will be writing, or our plan is for them to write the IEB matric exam.
Okay.
The IEB matric exam, the results, you know, sort of speak for themselves.
Right.
And learners that go through that curriculum, they walk into university.
So you'll have the choice.
That's
now,
it.
What guarantee do we have that your school is going to be there for the next 5 years?
We've looked,
and I ask the question with respect because there have been one or two quite sad stories of schools that have launched with great aplomb and then people have been stranded, literally, because the school has collapsed, disappeared. Bad luck for you. You've got to find somewhere else. It's a nightmare.
Well, I think it's a relevant question, Dave, and the reason I say it's relevant as well is not only from the point that you're coming from, but learners within our school right now, parents have been through that and they've come and they've had that exact conversation with me. Look, the board of directors, our vision, our mission, where we're going with the school, our history, the 34 years that we've got, we're not going anywhere. The board of directors
have
given...
So you're an established
given,
institution, you've got the funding, you've got the backing, and you've got the team in place to take
it
to where
it
needs to go.
And we're not going anywhere.
The only thing that's missing now is the kids in the classroom going forward.
Correct.
You're going to be building. So, in other words, from next year, you're adding a year.
That's correct.
A class a year. So you're not going to be offering matric.
Not yet, no.
But in 5 years' time or 6 years' time.
2027 will be our first matrics.
So that's how it goes.
Absolutely.
Each year you... So if you enroll for...
grade 8.
Grade 8. Standard
the old standard 6.
Form 1. you're there for the duration.
That's
you know
correct.
That you're going to have... You're going to grow... The school will grow as you...
Absolutely.
To matric and beyond.
These grade 8s that start next year, which we actually already have quite a few applications in, they will be our first matriculants in the year 2027. So
how
they
exciting.
Are our groundbreakers.
No.
Our
there will always in South Africa be a question about sport because, small schools, you can't possibly compete against the bigger schools when it comes to sport. So what is your thinking along those lines for extramural activities?
Dave, I come from a sporting background. I absolutely love the concept of sport. I know how important it is to families, to learners, the children that, you know, I was at a school yesterday talking to children and I said to them, does anybody have any questions? And the first child put their hand up and said, do you guys offer competitive sports? So I'm well aware of how important that is to learners and the families. But right now, yes, we will be offering sports going into the new year. We will most certainly be offering sports. I'm looking at different options in terms of offering it. I'm looking at affiliations with different clubs and the likes thereof.
Oh, so that's how you're going to do it.
So I've already approached a couple of people and we're looking at bringing on these different opportunities for, you know, the different learners and the different sporting codes as well. You know, what I've learned in coming to KZN from Johannesburg is that not everything is soccer and netball and rugby, cricket orientated. I'm not saying that those aren't important. Those are massive sports. But
there'll be opportunities, and you're going to be working around the needs and the wants of the kids that enroll.
Absolutely.
Makes a lot of sense.
Absolutely.
For those that are listening now and wanting to find out more, because there's a lot, I'm sure, of questions that are still to be answered. We just don't have the time.
Sure.
It seems like a fantastic proposition. No doubt there are many that will be curious to find out more. How do they go about it?
Great. I'm going to leave Nicole with that.
We've actually done a few flyers that have gone out. I mean, there are some boards on the side of the road. If you look coming out of, what are this area here with the shopping center?
The Lifestyle Center.
There we go. From Joburg, this is the problem. We don't know the areas too well. But on those boards, it does have our details. Just look us up online also. If you go to www.dalparkprivate.co.za.
So Dal Park is the hook that you got to look for. DALPARK. Dalpark.co.za.
Dave, you can also get a hold of us on 068-109-1193, as well as admin@dpstongart.co.za.
Okay, now all of that information, if you are driving and you're worrying how you're going to write it down, remember, don't worry about that. This conversation will be available on Catch Up via our apps. It's such good news that I think if you are in the market for a good school at an affordable rate, a happy environment where your kids will get the best attention and the chance for a fantastic future, that message, if it resonates and you're keen to find out more, well, there it is. Dal Park is here. It's launching. It exists right now for the primary school phase. But if you're looking at going into the high school phase, it starts next year with grade 8 and then rolls out for the next 5 years, and eventually you'll be able to accommodate everyone. Happiness. Absolutely. We look forward to good news from Dal Park. And thanks so much for joining us this morning, the principal of the school, Brandon Broderick, and the business manager, Nicole.
Thank you very much for having us.
Until the next time, you're on 88 FM from Balito.